I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Who are you studying? It's interesting to think of the Stoics, from Marcus Aurelius to Zeno, reaching back through the centuries like links in a chain, from Z to A, as it happens. Marcus studied Epictetus's life. Epictetus studied Musonius Rufus's. Seneca studied Cato's. Cato studied Cato the Elder, his great-grandfather, who happened to be in the crowd when Stoicism was first introduced to Rome from Greece by Diogenes. Diogenes studied in Athens under Chrysippus. Chrysippus studied Cleanthes, and Cleanthes studied Zeno, and Zeno studied Socrates, whom we might call the godfather of the Stoics. Indeed, the lives of each of these Stoics influenced the lives of the Stoics who came after them. Seneca would say that to study philosophy was to annex the past into our own time, that each of us needed to choose ourselves a Cato, someone to measure ourselves against, someone to inspire and call us to greatness. Several of the Stoics did just that, even writing biographies of their heroes, though it's important to understand that this wasn't biography as we understand it today. Biographers of antiquity didn't care much about where Cato was born. It didn't matter fully whether Zeno washed up in Athens in the year 312 or 302 BC. It is not histories I am writing, but lives, Plutarch would say. And in the most glorious deeds, there is not always an indication of virtue or vice. Indeed, a small thing like a phrase or a jest often makes a greater revelation of character than the battles where thousands die. Oh, and as it happens, Plutarch's grandson would be one of Marcus Aurelius's philosophy teachers. These writers were interested in character as much as accomplishment. To study philosophy, we do well to study philosophers, to have heroes whose lives we dissect and learn from. What did they do well? Where did they fall short? What were their tragic flaws? What was the source of their greatness? Forget obscure works. Forget complicated texts. Look at the deeds, the Stoics would say. You know a philosopher by their fruits, by the way they applied these lessons in their own lives. And in this way, as one Stoic learns from the one that came before and before and before, we find that the chain of Zeno to Marcus was never broken and it does not need to end. Indeed, it continues on to Montaigne, and then to George Washington 2 centuries later, and then to Admiral Stockdale 2 centuries after that, and now to you. That is, if you continue to study, if you continue to look backwards to help yourself move forward. So that's our question for you today. Are you studying? And if so, who are you studying? Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.